at the Parliament building and we wanted to pray for the state, and then we really felt like we need to go to Windhoek High School. So we got there and we were like praying. We were like, God, can you please open this door for us? And then we felt like we have to go ask the principal for us to be able to come into the school for a day. And luckily he accepted our offer, and he actually gave us a lot of, like, he gave us the whole day and so many different, like, periods and even, like, the whole break. So we actually got in and were able to talk to the kids, and it was such an amazing time. Like, we got to do a little skit, and, like, we got to show the kids who we are and the reason why we're here. And we had so many kids come up with really hard things that they, hard choices they had to make and hard things that's happening in their lives. And it was so amazing just to be able to pray with them and just tell them there is hope, because there's always hope. And it was just such an amazing thing, because they were really touched. Like, so many people were just crying, like boys standing in front of me, just opening their hearts and just really crying. It's amazing how people actually really want you just to reach in and just be there for them. Yo, that was like my eye for the whole thing so far. This Josh.
Good afternoon, church. Like Andrew said, my name is Joshua. It's from Victoria. And I just want to add on where Andre left off. And for us, really what we did is that we broke up into different classes. We paired up. And, oh, that's better. And so I paired up with ST, and we just, either one of us shared our life testimony, and then really just spoke to the kids about what our passion is. That we're not full-time ministry. We've got such a big passion for Jesus and who he is, that that's what we want to do. That's who we want to bring across to the children. And the first three classes, nothing like... No, we spoke to them, no one came for prayer and anything. And in the fourth class, I started speaking a bit about the supernatural and healings and stuff. And afterwards, I didn't even ask anyone to pray. People started lining up, and people with glasses. And the first girl came up to me and said, I want to see properly. So immediately I was a bit blown away, like, oh, shucks, I can't speak about supernatural and not pray now. So I said, take your glasses off. She took them off, and I prayed for her eyes. I said, just put your glasses back on again. So she put them on, she took them off, and just for a word that I can't say in church, she put them on, took them off, she's like, shucks. Put them off, come on, and she was healed, and no longer needed glasses. And then next was a boy that had a knee injury that he got from rugby, and he was actually wearing a knee brace, and he couldn't walk without the knee brace. So I started praying for his knee, and I just said, take your knee brace off and see if it's been healed. So he's like, no, and he couldn't bend it past over here. So I prayed for him and I said, okay, just bend some more. And he struggled and he couldn't do it. So I really felt that God said I need to be bold and tell him to either jog or run. So I prayed for it. There's a little bridge at the school. And I said, when I'm done praying, just go and walk. So he went and took his brace off, which he couldn't walk without. Went to the bridge. He walked one way and he jogged back. Totally healed, pain gone as well. And then another boy with a knee injury as well, he could walk, but he had severe pain and he couldn't run with it. Same thing, I prayed with him once, didn't get healed. I prayed for the second time and I said to him, okay, you need to do the same, walk across the bridge, but just be careful, because if you're not healed, I don't want you to get even more hurt. So he walked across without saying anything, he sprinted back without any problems, and then he went back to class completely healed, no pain. And another one at the ankle, exactly the same story. Couldn't walk, couldn't run. Same thing, went across, sprinted back, worked back to class. And then I prayed a couple of more times and people didn't get healed, like with their eyes and stuff, because a rumor went around that Josh was praying. And I didn't want that. And then eventually I just sat down at the point, I just explained to him where my heart is, who really does the healings. And then it's Jesus working through me. And he had a broken thumb, his left thumb. He said, it's coming off tomorrow, but I still need 3 weeks for it to be rehabilitated, and there's a lot of pain, I can't move it at all. He said, okay, let me pray for it. So I started praying, and I actually stopped, and I said to him, tomorrow when you go to the doctor, you will not need 3 weeks. And I carried on praying for him, I let go, and he's like, but it's still sore, I can't move. He's like, Lord, please, just pull through. And then I prayed again, and I just commanded the pain to go, and I said, how does it feel? Look, and he had full movement of his thumb, and zero pain. And yeah, I was going to say, God's been super faithful in healings in this trip. There's been many more, and it's just been awesome just to, you know, baptize people in the Holy Spirit. And we led a girl to Jesus in salvation prayer. And that's the biggest miracle of all. It's just been so awesome. And just be able to serve and just to really just give our passion, you know, for Jesus, just to fit to. Just thank you for the opportunity.
Then we also have a testimony from our local church, from Prisca. And it also just to show that when you stay at home, miracles also happen. So Prisca is going to share you, if you're not on missions or miracles still happen.
Ooh, I don't have healing stories, so I don't know. My name is Mushinga. Where do I start? I'm like, I was running out of breath a little bit because I had first days looking for me. I was running 100 meters, so it's not usually feasible and stuff. Where do I start? Work with the Lord. Over the past 3 or 4 months or whatever it is, I think firstly I was going through some sort of depression mode. Heinrich Titus came to preach about grace, came to the front, he prayed for me, and just allowing the grace of God to flow in everything, every aspect of my life, and so on. Before, in May or whatever it is, or before that, I had gone to the bank, and usually I'm a loose cannon over many things, and I had gone and pushed up my overdraft so high because I wanted to meet all the other expenses and so on. Anyway, so that happened, and then it was time, and then I just felt in my heart that God told me, okay, at the end of this month, which is end of June, you will not go into your bank account to see how much money is left. Firstly, you go to the bank, you take away the overdraft facility, and you're going to have to trust me. Okay, I'm like, okay, God, so I see we're doing the whole trust thing again. So end of the month comes, Maggie, we pray at home, and then I go, and I'm like, I go to Mr. Hambira, it's like almost my personal bank. I'm like, remove the whole overdraft facility there. Close it all off and stuff, and then I'm like, I don't know how much is left. I go into my account, and there's $170 left. I'm like, Lord, is this a joke? How am I going to pay the rest of my other bills? And stuff. So anyways, so I just feel in my heart, I must just trust, keep on praying. And in that whole time, there's this whole fear aspect that is just taking away this whole faith thing. And the only thing that I can do is to trust in the Lord, to allow the Lord to just speak to me, pray in tongues. Sometimes it's not helping. I'm still scared, Lord. What are we going to do? We have kids, school, whatever it is, and stuff like that. But anyways, before that, one of the bills that we had, the guy calls and he's like, you guys the Mbereshus? I'm like, yes, we are. You owe nothing. I'm like, what? I'm like, are you sure? I like, check again. And he's like, no, you owe nothing. Because in the past, I had a similar issue with the whole financial distress and so on. And that time I had a car, a white Golf. And I remember praying to the Lord, like, Lord, please help me. Help me meet all my obligations. And I just felt in my heart the Lord say, I will meet your every obligation. So I got bumped, my car, and the money that was paid out was more than enough to cover the debt. So this time around I told the Lord, Lord, I don't have a car now, so there's no way that you can send someone to come and bump me again. So that's not going to help. So what are we going to do? And so on. So anyway, so this first guy calls and he's like, no, you owe nothing. I'm like, really? Okay, fine. Anyway, so I wanted to study this year, start studying so I can prepare for master's next year. So I enrolled for, I just wanted to do a short course to prepare my brain from being lazy and stuff like that. So I enrolled for the NMDP program with the Stellenbosch Business School. I go to my HR that morning after intercession on Tuesday. The lady looks at me and she's like, we'll not pay for this. And I'm like, okay. I just felt in my heart the Lord say, okay, just say thank you and walk out of the office. So I said, thank you. And I walked out of the office. Anyway, and she's like, I call her back the next day and she's like, no, we want you to do a more advanced course. Why do you want to do this course? We're going to pay for another advanced course. So there's no time for you to waste. I'm like, okay. That's Lord. Anyway, I'm sure you all know the house where we stay. I've been praying for such a long time for the right house, to buy the right house and so on. So anyway, so we've been renting this house since last year, October. It's just somewhere here close by. Many of you have seen it, many of you know it and stuff. And we've had such an amazing relationship with the owner, you know, paying on time and everything. And now this time around, all of a sudden the geysers are leaking, everything is breaking apart. I'm like, what is happening? municipality bill. I mean, I work for the municipality. The bill is as close as 16,000. I'm like, Lord, how are we going to pay this? This is too much. We can't handle this and stuff like that. So, and before we know it, the owner is like, I'm clearing all this debt and I'm selling the house to you guys. I'm like, so what I'm trying to say is, we serve an amazing God. We serve a good God. Like I was telling the pastors of Zambia, His goodness is just the same way as when you taste, when we got that hot chocolate at the door, and you put it in the cup and you drink it and you can taste it. That's how much the goodness of the Lord, how much you can taste it. It's like food and you can actually taste it. It's amazing. We serve an awesome God, so.
I mean, thanks for everyone who shared now.